Okay, progress.
Okay, 对，让我们可以真的从心底里常常去颂赞我们的神。
So that we can praise our Lord from the deep of our heart.
但是很多事情也不一定像我们想象的那样。
But many things are not as good as we wish.
有些人也会有一些身体或者是生活上的难处。
Some of us would have troubles in terms of health and other things.
也盼望今天的信息能够带给大家鼓励。
I hope today's message will be an encouragement to all of us.
那我先讲一个故事。
Let me start with a story.
有一个人叫做John Flavel。
There's a person named John Flavel.
John Flavel 呢，他是一个英国的一个清教徒。
He was a Puritan from England.
他的父亲也是一位牧师。
His father was a pastor.
他1627年生于英国的一个小镇。
And he was born in a small English British town in 1627.
从小他就想侍奉神。
Ever since he was small.He wished to serve the God.
他虽然后来进入牛津大学学习，他仍然想侍奉神。
Even though later he entered the Oxford University, he still wanted to serve God.
那果真在1650年。
So later in 1650,
在他在教会义务服侍了六年之后。
So after he had served the church voluntarily for 5 years,
他终于成为教会的牧师。
He became a pastor of the church.
在1656年呢，他也搬到 Dartmouth 去服侍。
So in 1656, he moved to Dartmouth and to do his service there.
但事情也并不顺利。
But his service was not very smooth.
因为在那时候英国的政坛经常变动。
Because at that time there was a lot of changes in the political system in England.
1662年呢。英国颁布了一个Act of Uniformity, 就是统一法案。
So in 1666, the government approved the Act of Uniformity.
那就有点像我们中国的50年代的这个三自教案一样哈，你不签署的话就不能服侍了。
So it was a little bit similar to the China's Three Independence Act in 1950s.
那当然，这个John Flavel 他不愿意签署。
Of course, John Flavel refused to sign in this act.
那自然他也就被赶出了教会。
So he was expelled out of the church.
不但如此呢，在又过了三年之后，1665年又颁布了个五英里法案。
Not only this, but in three years in 1665, another act called the Five Mile Act was approved.
就这些被赶出去的人要居住在离教会五英里之外。
So that means these clergymen who were expelled from the church must live.Outside the 5 mile circle of the church.
在座今天有多少是走五英里来教会的？
So how many of us have to walk 5 miles to the church today?
那也就是说五英里的话，等于他要跟他的会众完全隔离。
So that 5 mile act means he must be totally separated from the people in his church.
可是这个人仍然坚持传道。
But he continued to spread the gospel.
很多信徒呢也是愿意听他的道，仍然去找他。
So many believers at that time still wanted to hear his teaching and still approached him.
一直到1671年，他才这个教案过去之后，他才得以返回他的 Dartmouth 教会。
So not until 1671 when the act was removed.He could return to his church in Dartmouth.
但是过不多久，1682年呢，他又被赶出去了。
But soon after that, in 1682, he was expelled one more time.
甚至他流落到伦敦，流落到海外。
And he had to even go to London or overseas.
一直到1687年啊，他才能够返回去。
And he didn't return until 1687.
啊，四年之后，他安息在主的怀里。
And 4 years after that, he was received by the Lord.
不但他的服事很坎坷啊，他的生活也是非常坎坷。
So not just he experienced all kinds of troubles in his service, but his personal life also had a lot of ups and downs.
他的父母就是因为教案的缘故被下到监牢里。
And his parents was put in prison just because of the Church Act.
啊，虽然后来被释放了，但在监牢里染上了重病。
Even though his parents were eventually released from prison, but they became very ill while in prison.
很快就离世了。
And they passed away soon after that.
啊，他第一太太好像难产就去世了。
And his first wife died of a hard birth delivery.
然后第二轮，然后第三轮，然后第四轮。
And so did his second wife, third wife, and fourth.
他最后个太太活得比他晚。
And his last wife survived him.
我们面对这很多的事情啊，我们可能会真的要去思想。
So when faced with so many things, we have to think.
因为我们碰到事情总会想为什么，为什么，为什么。
So usually when we encounter these things, we always ask why.
当我们遇见任何事情的时候，我们总想问神啊，你为什么这样做？
We always ask God, why do you do this?
甚至我们读圣经的时候，看到一些事情，神啊，你为什么要这样去做？
So even when we read the Bible, we often ask why.
当我们遇见有很多不公平的时候，我们也常常想这样问为什么？
Also when we encounter many unfair things, we also want to understand why.
我们很想从心底里明白，其实不是问人，而是常常是对象是问神。
So we really want to understand this from our heart. Actually, the person we want to ask is not any person but God.
也许我们当我们问的时候，也许我们可以从那里得到一些安慰，得到一些答案。
Perhaps we can get some answer and some comfort from asking why.
但很多时候是得不到答案。
But most of the time, we won't have an answer.
圣经在跟我们谈什么呢？
So what does the Bible teach us?
圣经常常告诉我们该怎么做。
So the Bible tells us about what to do.
我们该面对这样的事情，我们该怎么样去行？
So faced with these troubles, what should we do?
我们还不记得刚才我们念的圣经吗？
Do you remember the passage of the Bible we just read?
那是哥林多后书保罗的一段话。
That's the Paul's teaching from the Second Corinthians.
保罗在讲到他面对各种艰难的时候，他的心是怎么想的。
And Paul just shared what he thought when he faced all kinds of difficulties.
保罗这段话对我们启发很大。
So this Paul's The message here is quite inspiring.
因为保罗自己就是常常带有各种的艰难。
Because Paul himself was always in all kinds of difficulties.
我们今天查考罗马书，主日学的查考罗马书，知道保罗是带了很多的艰难。
So today in our Bible study earlier this morning, we studied the Romans, and we knew Paul went through all kinds of troubles.
他要把福音。他希望把福音传到地极。
And he wanted to spread the gospel to the end of the world.
可是背后有很多的难处。
He encountered many difficult situations.
不但他自己身上有主加的刺在他身上。
Not only he had a spike in his own body.
他传福音，那些传律法的人在后面捣乱。
And he faced a lot of pushback from those the people who stick with the law.
还有怎么样？江河的危险，盗贼的危险，各种各样的危险。
He faced all kinds of dangers.
但是他却常常能够感谢神。
But he was always thankful to God.
他不但自己感谢神，他常常为圣徒感谢神。
Not only he thanked God for himself, but he also thanked God on behalf of other saints.
腓立比书，我为你们常常感谢神。
In the letter to the Philippians, he said, I thank God, I always thank God for you.
以弗所书，因此我在父面前屈膝为你们祷告。
And in the epistle to the Ephesians, he said, I kneel down and pray to God because of you.
因为保罗是一位靠着主他可以得胜的人。
And Paul is somebody who can have the victory by relying on the Lord.
他知道主的心意。
He knew the will of the Lord.
他从主那里可以得到力量。
He received strength from the Lord.
靠着基督可以常常得胜。
So relying on the Christ.
所以我们今天
That's okay. Go ahead.
所以我们今天也是这样，虽然在各种患难当中，但是我们靠主可以常常得安慰，去安慰别人。
So this applies today as well. So by relying on God, we can have a victory.
我们自己不但自己得到主的安慰，我们更可以用主的安慰去安慰别的人。
So not just we ourselves receive comfort from the Lord, and we can use the comfort we receive from the Lord to comfort others.
保罗有个信心。
And Paul has this faith.
在一章三节，他是这样讲的。
In the chapter 1:3, he said the following.
往前走、yeah. OK 好对、mm-hmm. 他说愿颂赞归于我们主耶稣基督的父神就是发慈悲的父赐给安慰的神
And Paul said praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ the Father of compassion and the God of all comfort、
啊、他知道父神是我们得安慰的中心
So he knew the God Father is the source of our comfort.
神是我们的安慰者。
God is our comforter.
我不知道在座各位好，你遇到无论身体的难处还是外边的艰难的时候，你第一求的是什么？
I don't know. Usually, what we are praying for when we have hardship in health or the external situations.
我看今天大家都比较严肃哈，可能是听到苦难不爱听哈。我先讲个笑话给你们。
Looks like everyone has a serious face. Maybe we don't want to talk about the hardship, but let me tell you a story.
其实我们待会会给大家讲啊，我们不是要 hardship， 不是这个 trouble， 我们更多的 suffering 是什么
？Actually, the key of today's message is not so much about hardship or trouble. It's more about
suffering. 那我先讲个笑话给你们。
Here is a joke.
这是我刚快要信主的时候听的遇到故事。
This is a joke I heard just right before I became a Christian.
所以有个农村人啊，他进城去拜访他的亲戚。
So there was a farmer who went into the city to visit his relative there.
这个城市里面真方便。
And it was quite the convenience of a city life.
样样都好。
It has everything.
尤其那个自来水龙头特别好。
Especially the water faucet, the running water faucet.
一打开水就出来了。
When turn on the faucet, the water will run.
因为我们在农村喝水怎么样？从河里面挑，挑了那个水还不干净。
In countryside, you know, we had to get water from the river, and not just that, the river's water was not always clean.
所以他说，哎，要是我们家也这个。一年就可以出水就好了。
This farmer thought, well, if only we could have this running water in my house.
所以他就问他亲戚，我可不可以有这么一个
？And then he asked his relative, you know, can I have such a faucet?
他的亲戚以为是要买个水龙头。
And his relative just thought he wanted to purchase a faucet.
他说没问题啊，赶紧到五金店就买了一个送给他。
And he said, no problem. And then he went to the store and got one faucet for this farmer.
这人开心坏了。
And this farmer was overjoyed.
回到家在墙上挖了个洞把水龙头敲上去。
And upon getting home, he just drilled a small hole on the wall and put the faucet into the hole.
一打开。
And they turned on the faucet.
当然我想大家知道哈如果没有根源的话是不可能有活水流出来的。
Of course, I trust you understand without the source, so the water cannot be running out of that faucet.
我们当我们遇见任何事情的时候，我们从哪里去寻求我们的帮助
？So when we experience sufferings, where do we seek our comfort？
当我们心里有苦楚、有思想的时候，我们从哪里得安慰
？When we have the suffering and the questions inside us, where do we seek help？
这在乎我们平常对主的认识。
It depends on how we know the Lord in normal times.
主是这位赐各样安慰的神。
Lord, our Lord is the God who gives all kinds of comfort.
不仅我们的好处不在神之外。
So our goodness is not outside our Lord.
我们的安慰也不在神之外。
And of course, our comfort is not outside our Lord.
因为我们今天讲到的往往是讲到外边遇到的难处。
In today, we often talk about the tough situations, the tough external situations.
但其实真正的苦楚不是在乎外边，而在是我们的心里。
But the real suffering is not about the external situation. It'smore about our internal condition.
不错，我们会有一些灾难啊、麻烦啊、等等的事情。
It's true, we could encounter some disasters or troubles.
啊，但是这些事情重点还在于我们内心怎么去看这样的事情。
But the key is how we perceive these things from the inside of us.
是我们的内心。决定我们怎么看这个事情。
It is the inside of a heart that determines how we perceive these situations.
所以弟兄姐妹，当我们遇见任何事情的时候，我们来到主父神面前，我们必得安慰。
So brothers, sisters, whatever we encounter, we will receive comfort as long as we come to our Lord.
我们下张 slide 啊，对，那他哥林多后书一章五就讲，我们既多受基督的苦楚，就靠基督多得安慰。
So as it says in the Second Corinthians 1:5, for just as we share abundantly in the sufferings of Christ, so also our comfort abounds through Christ.
这里给我们提出个很好的思想，叫做基督的苦楚。
Here it raised a very important point, which is about the Christ's sufferings.
保罗所做的苦楚，他说这是怎么样？基督的苦楚，因为基督都尝过。
So here Paul said his sufferings are also Christ's sufferings because Christ had suffered all his sufferings.
基督为我们受尽了各种各样的苦楚。
So Christ suffered all kinds of sufferings for us.
使我们得安慰。
So that we will be comforted.
圣经才讲啊，马太福音讲，压上的芦苇它不折断，江残的灯火它不吹灭，等他施行公义，叫公义得胜，外邦人都要仰望他的名。
So in the book of Matthew, it says, a bruised reed he will not break, and a smoldering wick he will not snuff out, till he has brought justice through. So when this is like when a pastor preached about Christ's sufferings, the pastor said actually any suffering we have to suffer, Jesus had already suffered for us.
你不被人理解吗？基督更是不被人理解。
If you think you are not well understood by others, and Jesus experienced even more misunderstanding.
你被朋友丢弃吗？基督更被他爱的人丢弃。
So were you ever abandoned by your friends, and Jesus had more so?
我们若是身体各方面受难处吗？基督甘心情愿最后被钉在十字架上。
Did you have any difficulty in your health, and Jesus was crucified on the cross?
我们即便是受身体遭遇的难处，也 不可能比得上耶稣基督。
So our sufferings in health was not comparable to the suffering Jesus had.
但这里讲的基督的苦楚还有一个意思。
But here there is another layer of meaning when we talk about Christ's sufferings.
启示录讲，我们作为一个弟兄，要在耶稣基督的患难里一同有份。
As said in the book of Revelation, as a brother, we ought to take a part in Jesus' sufferings.
这里的苦楚往往不只是外边的苦楚。
So here the sufferings are not just the external sufferings.
而是我们内心里面与罪征战的一个苦楚。
But the internal sufferings when we had struggles inside.
因为我们之所以外边的事情让我们心里难过，讲到底还是我们内心里面一个与罪的征战的一个结果。
So, in the end, when we suffered from external situations, it's about the our inside trouble when we have to deal with sins.
是我们遇见事情以后，我们自己怎么去想，怎么去做。
So this is about what we think and what we do when we are dealing with external situations.
基督就愿意为那摆在前头的荣耀，就轻看地上的羞辱。
So Jesus was willing to ignore the humiliation in the world just because of the glory ahead.
忍受了十字架。
So he endured the sufferings on the cross.
今天这种基督的苦楚也可以安慰我们。
So today this the sufferings Jesus had could also comfort us.
因为基督已经得胜。
Because Jesus had had the triumph.
所以我们靠着基督，我们就可以得安慰。
So relying on Jesus, we could have comfort.
一章六节他又这样讲，我们受患难呢是要叫你们得安慰得拯救，我们得安慰呢也是叫你们得安慰，这安慰能叫你们忍受我们所受的那样苦楚。
So in 1:6 Paul says, if we are distressed, it is for your comfort and salvation. If we are comforted, it is for your comfort, which produces in you patient endurance of the same sufferings we suffer.
当我们真的明白基督的苦楚的时候，我们在主的里边就必得安慰。
So once we understand the Lord's sufferings, we will for sure receive comfort in Christ.
即便我们遇到很多的苦楚，我们也可以得安慰。
Even if we experience many sufferings, we could still be comforted.
神的一切都是为了我们。
So everything God does is for us.
我们不就不要再沉浸在这个自己的苦楚当中。
So we should not be immersed in our own sufferings.
反倒应当刚强壮胆。
Instead, we should take courage.
保罗在罗马书第八章中讲到很多的苦楚。
And Paul talked about all kinds of sufferings in the book of Romans.
那里的第八章的苦楚往往是指的我们与罪征战的苦楚。
There, in chapter 8 of the Romans, Paul talked a lot about the sufferings we induce when we struggle with sins.
当我们遇见事情，我们要如果对神有信心，我们必将胜过这一切的难处。
So whatever we encounter, as long as we have faith in God, we will win over these difficulties.
但是如果我们觉得可怜自己，心疼自己，我们不但不能胜过，也给周围的人带来很多的难处。
But if we just focus on the pity for ourselves, so not only could we not win over the sufferings, and we would also bring a lot of sufferings to the people around us.
所以我们怎么样？要有个信心，我们不管遇见什么，都是因为主的缘故。
So we should have the faith that no matter what we encounter, it is from God.
保罗就是这样。
And Paul thought so.
保罗不管到哪里，他要把福音传给所有的人。
No matter where Paul went, he spread the gospel to people there.
他无论是在 自由的时候还是被捆锁的时候，他都叫福音兴旺。
So Paul make the gospel prosper. So both when he was free and when he was in chains.
他就是不管遇见什么样的难处，到哪个地方都是怎么样，只要使人得福音的好处。
No matter what he encountered and no matter where he went, he bring the goodness to people and through the gospel.
弟兄姐妹，每一个得救的人也应当是效法保罗的行踪。
So brothers, sisters, every person who have been saved should follow the example of Paul.
保罗在这里讲，他为了使我们得安慰、得拯救，他可能受患难。
And Paul said, to give us the help and comfort, he'd rather suffer himself.
所以弟兄姐妹，我们要效法保罗，在苦难当中靠着神可以得安慰。
So brothers, sisters, we should learn from Paul's example so we could get comfort in our sufferings.
神是我们的力量。
So God is our the source of strength.
这两节经文我们在但不但如此哈，我们再读这两节经文啊。哥林多后书一章四节，叫我们能用神所赐的安慰去安慰遭各样患难的人。
So now let's read the Second Corinthians 1:4, so that we can comfort those in any trouble with the comfort we ourselves receive from God.
这句话保罗告诉我们一个很好的道理。
So Paul told us a very good point through this sentence.
神为什么让我们经历这样的许多的苦楚？
Why did God allow us to go through all kinds of sufferings?
他可以让我们这些经过的人去安慰那些遭难处的人。
Because he could use us who had endured these sufferings to comfort those who are in these sufferings now.
我们要有存在的盼望，保罗对我们盼望就是我们靠着主可以安慰那种遭各样难处的人。
So we should have this hope. That we can help and comfort others by relying on our Lord.
我们今天对于苦楚的理解啊，往往是一些苦外面的难处。
So today, our understanding about the sufferings oftentimes hinges on the external troubles.
我们遇到这样事情，所求的也是尽快的从这个难处里出来。
So when we encounter these situations, what we pray for oftentimes is to get out of the trouble as quickly as possible.
我们也很盼望很多人来帮助我们，让我们能够起来。
So we often hope to get the help from all sources to kind of get us out of the trouble.
保罗这段话却告诉我们，我们虽在苦楚当中，却是要去安慰别的人。
Instead, the Paul's message is telling us, while we are in trouble, we still ought to comfort other people.
有人讲我自己还这么难呢，我怎么去帮别人呢？
You may say, you know, I myself, I'm in trouble. How could I help others?
如果你这样的话，我前面讲的你没有听懂。
If you have this thought, you didn't really understand what I just said.
神是我们的帮助，基督为我们受尽了苦楚。
Because God is our help, and Jesus had suffered for us.
我们其实越是去帮助别人，我们越加能够体会到基督的爱。
In fact, the more we help other people, the more we can feel the God's love.
举个例子。
Let me give one example.
弟兄姐妹，我们个人家里都有孩子哈。
Brother, sister, many of us have children at home.
有人讲啊，生孩子才能让一个人成熟。
And sometimes they say, well, you can become mature through raising children.
你去看哈，小孩子生病的时候，父母一般不会生病，一般来说。
If you think about it, so when children are sick, usually the parents are not sick at the same time.
因为你那是注意力全部怎么样，在孩子身上。
Because our attention would be fully devoted to children at that time.
因为小孩子生病要想尽办法去照顾他。
Because when your kids are sick, you use all kind of ways trying to help the children.
其实去帮助一个人啊，更让自己得安慰。
So actually, the fact that you can help others will kind of in turn comfort you.
如果一个我们人的注意力光在自己身上的时候，我们更不容易从那个苦楚当中出来。
So in fact, if we focus entirely on our own suffering, it's even harder for us to get through the sufferings.
当我们把注意力集中在别人身上的时候，主的需要的时候，我们就比较容易靠着主能够走平安的道路。
And actually, when we focus more on other people who are in need, it is easier for us to walk out of our sufferings.
弟兄姐妹，圣经有一句话哈，叫大山能够挪移，小山大山可以挪开，小山可以迁移。
Actually, there is a thing from the Bible. The big mountains could be moved, and the small hills could also be shifted.
我不知道弟兄姐妹还记得不记得这句话。
I don't know, brother, sisters. If you still remember this passage,
我们总认为，哎呀，神的能力真大，大山可以挪移，小山可以移开。
No, we always believe, oh, God is so mighty, He could move both the big mountains and small hills.
可这句话最早是神跟以色列人讲的。
But remember this passage was what God told the Israelites.
虽然说我的慈爱不离开你，我的约永远也不离开你。
So there, God said, "It's true, my love and my covenant will never leave you."
但其实那时候的人很有可能是已经被神管教的一群人。
But in fact, actually, the Israelites at that time was being disciplined by God.
他们可能是觉得在难处当中的人。
And probably they were in a hardship at that time.
但神要他们怎么样？要他们依靠神，向外邦传讲。
But just at that time, God wanted them to rely on God and spread God's actions to the Gentiles.
我们靠着主，大山可以挪移，小山可以挪开。
So by relying on the Lord.We could move the big mountains and the small hills.
弟兄姐妹，是在于我们自己能够靠着主把大山挪开，小山挪移。
Brothers, sisters, it is we that could move the mountains and the hills by relying on God.
是神的名在外邦中被宣讲。
So that God's name will be spread among all nations.
当我们这样靠主的时候，我们必得安慰。
So, when we rely on God, we will surely be comforted.
有时候我们自己经过一些难处。
Sometimes, we experience some troubles.
我们从这里面出来的时候。
But after we get out of the trouble,
我们也才更能去帮助这些在难处当中的人。
We become even more able.To help people in need.
有一个牧师哈，他讲一句话，讲一个事情。
Here is what a pastor once said.
他经常去探访别人。
He often went out to visit people.
他自己身体很棒。
And he was very, he was strong and healthy.
所以面对一些生病的人，他不知道怎么去讲。
So he didn't know what to say to those sick people.
讲来讲去，哎呀，神是万事互相效力。
So you know, he always says, you know, God makes everything work together.
直到有一次他自己得了癌症了。
Until later he himself got cancer.
他说那时候最烦的话就是万事互相效力。
And later he said, at that time.The least he wanted to hear is that God makes everything work together.
他不是不知道，而是他现在有很多的苦楚，别人不理解。
So it's not that he didn't know, but he had many sufferings he thought other people couldn't understand.
当我们心思意念里在思想神的时候，
So when we actually, when we are thinking of God,
我们的思想，我们内心的活动会带给我们力量去帮助那些有难处的人。
So our internal thoughts will give us strength to be able to help other people.
所以保罗在这里讲啊，就是去安慰那些遭患难的人。
So here Paul said about comforting those people in sufferings.
怎么安慰呢？是就是用神给我们的安慰去安慰别人。
So how should we comfort those people? We should use the comfort we receive from God to comfort others.
所以弟兄姐妹，不管我们在什么难处当中，我们不要看自己。
So brothers, sisters, no matter what sufferings you are experiencing, let's not focus on ourselves alone.
不要可怜自己。
Not just take a pity on ourselves.
要知道神是我们的帮助。
We ought to know that God is our help.
我们更需要去帮助那些有需要的人。
And so we also ought to help other people who are in need.
下一张。
Next slide.
那我们回到前面所讲的这个故事 ，Flavor 这个人。
Let's come back to the earlier story about John Flavel.
先讲他一个花絮。讲那个小故事。
Now let's let me talk talk a little story about him.
啊，就是啊，他是1627年出生的，对吧
？He was born in 1627, right?
在十八世纪美洲的新英格兰地区。
In the New England area in America in the 19th century. 18th century.
就是啊，那时候还不是美国还没有成立国家。
The America wasn't independent yet at that time.
有一个人叫做 Luke Short.
There was a person named Luke Short.
他的 last name 虽然是个 Short， 但是他活得可不 Short。
Even though his last name was Short, actually, he had a longevity. He lived a long time.
他99岁那年啊。
When he was 99 years old, he was still thinking.
他说我这一辈子过得很顺利啊。
He was thinking, well, all through my life, I had a very smooth life.
他坐在他的田间啊，在那思想，我这一生还有什么缺乏呢？
And he sat on his own field and thinking, well, what I'm lacking from my life.
好像没什么缺乏吧。
It seems like he lacked nothing.
他也不信主。
And he was not a believer.
样样过得都挺好。
But he had everything he needs.
但他忽然觉得心里还是有点不是很有把握。
But all of a sudden he felt not so confident from inside.
他就思想他自己的一生以及他的思想。
And he tried to recall.What he had experienced.
忽然间他想起来在他14岁的时候他曾经听过这个 Flavel 讲道。
All of a sudden it occurred to him that when he was 14 years old, he once heard a preach from the John Flavel.
John Flavel 讲的话是非常严厉他说落在神的审判里是非常可怕的事情。
So the that's a message Flavel gave was very serious. He said it would be terrible to fall into God's judgment.
啊，他想想，他还没有跟神和好。
And then the short thought about it, he realized he hadn't reconciled with God yet.
他说他赶紧去找牧师认罪悔改接受主。
And then he just immediately went to a pastor.And repented and accepted Jesus.
这是距离他听到已经85年了。
And it had took him 85 years from hearing that sermon from Flavel to this day.
因为 Flavel 为什么他可以讲这么严肃的道呢
？So why could Flavel deliver such a serious message?
因为他自己生活当中就充满各种各样的艰难。
Because his own life was full of all kinds of difficulties.
啊，有一位编辑他写了很多的书。
He wrote a lot of books.
有位编辑他书的人就分享他为什么会是这样。
So one of the editors for his books once shared some thoughts about Flavel.
这个是近代，这现代的人。
This editor is a modern person. A contemporary person.
对，他说我们现在的人啊，对于苦楚的理解是太过肤浅。
He said the people in our modern society have such a superficial understanding about suffering.
像 Flavel 这样的人呢，他们正是在苦难中经过。
And people like Flavel went through all these sufferings.
而且是经过很多的思想的人。
And also carried a lot of thoughts with this endurance.
也难怪在那个时候的人，像加尔文啊这些人啊，可以写出很多的著作来。
So it's no wonder that people living in that period, such as Calvin, could write those wonderful works.
这是一个在生活非常平顺的人很难体会的事情。
So this is something that a person who had a smooth life could never understand.
所以当我在准备这篇信息的时候，我忽然间有个想法。
So when I prepared today's sermon, it came to me this thought.
我就问自己。
I asked myself.
有钱对我是个祝福吗？
Is it really a blessing to be rich?
弟兄姐妹，想不想要有钱啊？
Brothers, sisters, do you want to be rich?
想啊。
Yeah, right, yes.
我也愿神多多祝福大家。
May God bless you abundantly.
但我真的在思想这段经文的时候，我会发现啊，钱太多也是个危险。
However, when I ponder this passage, I realized having too much money is dangerous.
我想了很多。
I thought a lot.
我只想一件事情。
One thing particular, in particular.
如果我没钱的话，我这个假期不会想怎么出去玩的事情。
If I had no money, I wouldn't have thought about where I should spend my winter break.
如果没钱的话，假期当中这个教会会做得更满一些。
If having no money, then this church will be filled with more people during the winter break.
当然，我也愿大家哈。多多的充满。
Of course, I wish you to be abundant.
也难怪圣经讲，叫我也不富足，也不贫穷。
And no wonder the Bible once said, we made the church not in want, but also not too abundant.
我真的想到彼得讲的那句话，金和银我都没有。
Now it's thought about what Peter said. I have no gold or silver.
保罗就讲他自己，个人的后书讲他赤身露体，常常饥饿。
And in a similar way, Paul described himself always be in a poor situation and sometimes have to starve.
我觉得今天传道人过得太舒服。
I feel today's the preachers live in a much comfortable life.
但至少我们不管外面过得是不是舒服，我们内心世界里要真的去思想神。
But actually, it doesn't matter whether we live a comfortable life outside. We need to think about, always think about God from inside.
也不管我们生活是不是真的遇到什么难处，不管遇见什么，我们要多多去思想。
So, no matter what we experience in our lives, we need to spend time thinking.
也不管我们遇见什么，我们都盼望我们口中能够赞美神。
No matter what we experience, let's hope we can always sing a praise.
像保罗一样，不管遇见什么难处，他都能够知道安慰者是神。
So, so like Paul, no matter what we experience, we can be willing to help other people.
给弟兄姐妹一点点小小的功课。给弟兄姐妹一点小的作业。
Okay, brothers, sisters, here is a small homework for you.
这段圣经我们不能白学。
Let's not learn this passage in vain.
一个得安慰的人是他没有怨言的人，要常常检查自己言语，发出赞美的声音。
So one who received comfort has hold no grudge. He often inspects himself and sing a praise.
言语啊，是很能表达自己的内心。
So our word express our inside.
一个得安慰的人也是乐意怎么样去帮助别人的人，看望有难处的人。特别是跟自己啊有相似经历的人。
So one who received comfort is willing to help others. He cares for people in trouble and especially those of similar experience.
靠着主，多让我们的手去帮助别人，多让我们的脚去走到弟兄姐妹、走到朋友的家里去看望别人。
So let's rely on our Lord so we can help more people and we can visit more people.And comfort more people.
最后一个是我们要多做一个默想神话语的人。
Finally, we need to be someone who often meditates on the Lord's word.
读经很重要，祷告很重要。
It is very important to read the Bible and to pray.
但我真的鼓励大家多多的默想神的话语。
But also, I do encourage everyone to spend time meditating.
真的，默想神的话呀，才能把神的话转变成我自己的思想、自己的行为之准则。
So it is through meditating on Lord's word that we could transform the Lord's word into our thoughts.
保罗是这样的人，也盼望我们做这样的人。
Paul is one of such people. I hope.We can be like this as well.
所以弟兄姐妹，我们可能，我们每个人都会遭到各种各样的难处。
So brothers, sisters, each of us will experience this or that trouble.
特别是讲到苦楚。
In particular, the suffering.
因为我们要与罪征战，我们就一定有苦楚。
Because we need to struggle, we need to fight with sin, so we must have sufferings.
但是我们靠着主，我们可以得安慰。
But by relying on God, we will be comforted.
我们更要怎么样？不管我们是不是从这里出来，我们更要去靠着主的安慰去帮助别的人。
So we also need to rely on God's comfort to help and comfort other people.
我们低头祷告。
Let's pray.
天父，赞美你，谢谢你，你的旨意何等难测，你的心肠何等美好。你的恩典何等丰盛，主啊，你何等的爱我们，谢谢你，借着圣经，借着使徒保罗，带给我们这样的美好的话语，也求你的圣灵，能够借着这段话，在我们心中动工，让我们知道，我们要常常依靠你，让我们真的从你得安慰，无论这难处过去不过去，主，你都是主，你都是神。你必将赐给我们天上的丰盛。主，更求你加添我们的心力，能够看望患难中的孤儿寡妇，看望那些仍然生活在罪里的人，看望那一切生活遭难处的人。主，你原是爱的源头，也求你帮助我们把爱传给更多的人。谢谢恩主，我们深信你的恩典够我们用，也愿你在我们身上得到这样的赞美。当我们顺服的时候，你必得荣耀。谢谢主，荣耀是你的，赞美是你的。祷告，奉主耶稣基督的名，阿门。